Shalom, everybody. At the end of last week's parasha, at the end of Parshas Balak, Pinchas stopped the plague that killed 24,000 people, and he did that by executing two people who were engaged in public giliarios, in public promiscuity, and they drew people to serve the Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor. In last week's parsha, the Torah did not say who these people were. The Torah just says in Perek Chafhei Pasuk Vav that a man from Bnei Israel brought to his brothers a woman from Midian in public, and the Torah then describes their terrible and public sin, but we never hear their names. The parsha ends with Pinchas executing them publicly, and we hear how that stopped the terrible plague, but that's it. We do not know their names. We only hear their names in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, in our parsha, which begins with the very next words after we heard about the end of the plague. Our parsha continues the episode with Hashem praising Pinchas and rewarding Pinchas for his brave action and for restoring Kiddush Hashem. And then the Torah has two psukim, Perek Chafhei, psukim Yudalit and Tesvav, and these two psukim tell us the name of the two people killed. The Jew was Zimri ben Salu, and the Midianite woman was Cosbi bas Tzur. But we didn't hear their names until now. And the question is why? If the Torah did not want to reveal their names, we would understand. The Torah does not always tell us the names of the people that do things, especially evil people. But the Torah does reveal their names. So why didn't the Torah reveal their names when the story was unfolding? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, says on Perek Chafhei Pasuk Yedaled that the Torah usually does not reveal an evil person's name unless there is a compelling reason to do so. In this case, it was important to know their names because it highlighted the amazing thing that Pinchas did. Who were Zimri and Cosbi? Zimri ben Salu was a leader in the Shevet of Shimon, and Cosbi bas Tzur, the Midianite woman, was a princess. So two very public, highly placed individuals were committing a very serious and public Chilul Hashem. By killing them, the Kiddush Hashem was that much greater, and there was that much more pressure not to kill them. In fact, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on the very first pasuk in our parsha that people were, in fact, critical of Pinchas for killing such public figures, and therefore, says the Or HaChaim, the Torah wanted to wait before the names of the evil people were revealed. First, the Torah had to say that Hashem approved of what he did. Pinchas was praised and Pinchas was rewarded for what he did. Once we heard how great his action was, once there was a reason to say the names of the Rishayim, then and only then were their names revealed. That is the approach of the Or HaChaim. Another beautiful explanation is given by Rav Zalman Sarutskin, who died in 1966 in his Sefer Oznaim LaTorah. Rav Sarutskin says that what Zimri did was a terrible, terrible Chilul Hashem. And the Torah made it clear that what he did was intentional, and it was in public. The Torah says it was le'enei Moshe u'le'enei kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It was an incredible Chilul Hashem. And when that happens, people like that do not deserve to get their names listed in the Torah because of what Chazal say in a number of places. Chazal often quote a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Pasuk Zayin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. A tzadik is mentioned, is remembered for a blessing, but v'shem rishayim yirkav, the name of evil people should rot. So because of Shem Rishayim Yirkav, there was no reason to mention Zimri's name in Parshas Balak when Pinchas killed him, because it wasn't really clear when and how the Chilul Hashem would end. It was possible, Chas V'Shalom, that people would kill Pinchas and the Chilul Hashem would get even worse, God forbid. However, once we saw in Parshas Pinchas that Pinchas was praised and we saw the plague stopped, that had a tremendously positive effect on Klal Yisrael. They realized that what they did was wrong. They started doing tshuva. Some people may have actually thought of doing the same thing Pinchas did, but they weren't as quick as he was, or they weren't as determined as he was. And when he did what he did, they regretted not acting more quickly to make a Kiddush Hashem. All of this happened, of course, because of Pinchas and his actions. But Hashem rewards every person for every single thing they do, even if it's small and even if it's unintentional. And believe it or not, Zimri deserved a little credit. He was a Rasha and he was punished, but he got a little credit. He got a little exoneration for the fact that a Kiddush Hashem happened because of him. And so his name is mentioned here. Cosby is mentioned as a gnai, as a disgrace. But Zimri? It's incredible. No goodness comes to the world, even accidental goodness, without Hashem noticing, of course, and without Hashem bringing a reward. We see a glimpse of that reward by Zimri's name being mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. Have an amazing day, everyone!